The spread of mobile phones across America has led to a disappearance of public pay telephones. In fact, in New York City right now, workers are removing pay phones from the city's streets. But pay phones are being replaced by something most people will find more useful: free Wi-Fi kiosks. The Link NYC program is expected to install 7,500 kiosks, or links, throughout the city over the next few years. The system is in beta testing right now. CityBridge is providing the kiosks. It is an alliance of three companies: Qualcomm, Intersection, and Civic Smartscapes. Intersection is owned by Alphabet, the parent company of Google. New York City will install and maintain them. It will pay for the program and expects to profit from the links through advertising. Each link has two high-definition screens to display advertisements and public service announcements. The kiosks also provide high-speed Wi-Fi internet access, tablets with internet access, phone calling within the U.S., emergency phone calls, and USB charging ports. Link NYC says Wi-Fi will cover an area of 45 meters around the kiosk. Wi-Fi speeds are 100 times faster than home networks, according to Link NYC. Users have been impressed with the speed. In addition to speed, Link NYC Wi-Fi offers security. Each kiosk offers two types of Wi-Fi networks, secured and unsecured. By registering with an email account, a user can get a key to connect to an encrypted Wi-Fi network. According to Link NYC, your email address will never be sold or shared with third parties for their own use. The company's privacy policy contains more information about data privacy. Each kiosk has a tablet that runs a secure version of Android to access the internet, get maps, directions, and information about city services. A phone keypad lets users call U.S. phone numbers for free. Users can press and hold a red button on the kiosk to call emergency services. Kiosks can also serve as charging stations with two USB ports that transfer electricity but not data. People are able to connect headphones at the kiosks for privacy and to block city noise. The kiosks have cameras. The cameras will help record traffic flow, pollution levels, crime, and suspicious packages. If you visit New York City, you may see a Link NYC kiosk or a payphone being removed. A video on YouTube shows how to connect to a Link NYC kiosk. If you would like to see Link NYC come to your town, send an email invitation. The address is hello@link.nyc. The Links program is not without critics. Some neighbors of the kiosks have reported increased noise, with users streaming music, videos, and television shows. Some people are also reporting concern about privacy issues. They worry about the use of cameras on the links. Still others have questioned the privacy of the personal data that will be collected by the kiosks. I'm Mario Ritter.